promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Pull your big penis out, chew some fruit stripe gum. The taste will make you come. You're kicking ass, nothing to lose. You'll be banging all the ladies, also all the dudes. Fruit stripe gum, if you don't chew them, you're a piece of shit.
So you're going home?
Yes. I'm gonna go home and smoke a fucking huge fucking... Oh my god! Oh my god, I just hit the shit out of a fucking bear.
Are you serious?
Oh my god.
Whoever taught you how to speak your mind? Never knew you'd turn out to be an idiot. And I might be stupid, but I'ma keep it moving like I know what I'm doing. Whoever thought you had a goddamn clue? Never knew you'd turn out to be an idiot. I might be a fool, but I seem so cool.
Smells like victory. Welcome to Keep It at 99, your one-stop shop podcast, baby. For everything in the world, heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. Sometimes none of that, because it's our podcast. We do what we want.
I do what I want.
My name is Eagle, and I'm joined, as always, by the real host of the show, the one, the only, Rubber City Redbeard.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, man. Busy week, Redbeard.
Yeah. Busy as fuck.
You have dealt with a lot of rock and roll, a lot of heavy metal. Yeah.
A lot of heavy metal bands. It was a good week for that. It was good. Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
With Blow the Guys and...
Yeah.
Racing Neverland.
Foul
Spirits. So Below the Tide was good. Racing Never was, you know...
Below the Tide was good.
It was good.
Foul Spirits
killed it. Those guys are really
there
good.
There was other bands.
And then, Turkey Day. How was your Turkey Day?
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Full of turkey?
I had some turkey.
Wasn't tofurkey or nothing?
I went to the Catholic family. My Catholic side of my family. My mom's big family with brothers and sisters.
Well, Tom Arias, like a staunch Catholic, so.
Sure.
Catholics can be cool.
So I went to the Catholic family. It was cool. Did a Christmas party, early Christmas party with some of the family on my stepfather's side this weekend, and that was pretty cool. Pretty fucking awesome. A lot of kids, a lot of food.
Cool.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, is the kids this time of the year anyways.
Yeah. And the old people.
And buying me shit. It's all about the kids and buying me shit.
Buying me shit.
Everybody should buy me something.
All the old people.
I want stuff.
All the old people got emotional over the weekend. Like, they were saying prayers and what they were thankful for. And people were like, I'm thankful for you guys. And then they would all just start crying. My brother goes, I'm thankful that we have great parents. And my mom just starts bawling.
Oh.
I'm like, Jesus.
Somebody's getting the biggest box at Christmas.
Shit. We're going to take that away from
you. Nice move. Smooth move, bro.
But you were off on Turkey Day, weren't you?
Yeah, I had the whole day off. I worked at my place, like, 'cause my place needs a bunch of work.
Yeah.
So I slept a lot, and I worked on my place. I didn't go anywhere, though. Everybody was meeting up today. Today's Sunday. Everybody was meeting up today for my mom's 70th birthday. So I was just like, I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, why make two trips?
So how was that?
Awesome. Awesome. We all met up at Applebee's and had some food.
Oh, that's so dope.
I know. I like how Applebee's tries to... make their menu look like this is healthy for you. I had this some lemon chicken, whatever the fuck it was,
mm-hmm.
with some quinoa and some rice. 580 calories, 42 grams of protein, blah, blah, blah. You know, so then I started eating it, and it's like, as soon as I take the first bite, it's like, yeah, but how many fucking milligrams of sodium's in this shit? I mean, it tastes like a heart attack as soon as I put it in my mouth. I mean, I was like, oh, yeah, this is salty. So, yeah. Low in calories, but I'm going to fucking just retain water like crazy. So good looking out. Appreciate that.
They just slab a shitload of butter on top of it.
It was good. I haven't been to Applebee's in many years. I used to work there back in the day. I was an Apple buddy.
Yeah.
I was an Apple buddy. Fuck that place. The movie Waiting, that's Applebee's. It's the best representation of that place.
See, I liked the movie Waiting for about a week. I thought it was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then I realized that it was Clerks in a Restaurant.
down to a T. Like, you got the guy, Justin Long, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's Dante. Like, he's the Dante role. He works at this, like, crummy job. Yeah, I'm pretty good at my job, and I like it. But what's it? How's it end? Ends with him going back to college. You know what? I'm going to go back to school. How's Clerks end? Dante going, like, I think I might go give school a chance.
Yeah.
I think I'd do that. Ryan Reynolds? Randall. Randall Graves. Right? Just like the fucking, you know, like, I like shemales and butt sex and all these witty jokes, and that's his role.
Yeah.
In the movie. Andy Milonakis and that skinny stoner fuck?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Jane Saddlebuck.
Straight up. Straight up, dude. Is the entire premise of both movies was the exact same fucking thing. The characters were pretty much the same thing. They added in a few, what, extras. Oh, there's a boss at this one. You don't see the boss in Clerks. Whatever. It was fucking Clerks.
Yeah, but the boss was on the phone in Clerks.
Yeah, yeah, right?
There was still a boss.
Not even supposed to be here yet. So then when it was like, when it hit me that I was just like, oh man, they just really ripped that shit off. Like, way ripped that shit off.
Yeah, I worked there. I thought the movie was funny.
I
thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny. I saw it in theaters. I thought it was funny until I overanalyzed it, and then I was just like too stuck on looking back at it, going, I can't anymore. I'm like, no, I know what you did. I know what you did, person who wrote Waiting. I know what you did. You watched Clerks. Good job. You fooled somebody into producing a movie.
Kevin Smith did it better.
Fuck, mother, mother, fuck, mother, mother, fuck, fuck, mother, fuck, mother, fuck, noise, noise, noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, noise, noise, noise.
So yeah, Applebee's, and then went over to the sister's house. We were gonna have cake, and then they got the cake there late, and then I had to come over here, so I didn't get no cake.
You missed out on cake for here?
Yeah.
You know I wasn't rushing you, right?
I'm time. I got stuff to do and get to Kent. I still have to do laundry tonight, dude.
Right?
I
gotta
go to work in the morning. I have a lot of things to fit into my days when I have a day and shit. It's fucking stupid. I hate my days. And, you know, so Friday, Mushroom Head.
Mushroom Head play.
Mushroom Head played the Outpost.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
No fights.
None.
It was beautiful. Everybody was in a good mood for the most part. I mean, two chicks got thrown out, and that might have been for, like, underage drinking.
Really?
Yeah. One kid got knocked out in the mosh pit, like, out. Ooh. And, I was really happy with how fast my security guys got him out of the club. Yeah! Because it was, they got him up and out. Tim is 6'8". He's a big guy. And he snatched him up and was carrying him like a sack of potatoes over his shoulder. Red, who's about 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", looks like a fucking redheaded Viking.
Nice.
He's kind of has the upper body. And then the kid that knocked him out was holding his head the whole way through the club and all the way out. And then he laid him down gingerly on a little sofa out there in the foyer. Yeah, it was good. He was out. And that kid's eyes were wide open. He was just fucking, he had a little goose egg right in the middle of his head.
Yeah.
Like, you can see where he got hit, you know?
Dude.
So I walked out and I seen the goose egg on his head. And I was like, my shit was like five times as big as that. And I ain't even go to sleep. Be fine. Going back inside. But yeah, it was a good show.
So, I hear that there was some band drama going on earlier in the evening. We don't have to name the band.
What was the name of the band again?
I think it's called like Screwy. Loony Bin.
Something.
Screwy Loony Bin. The Screwy Loony Bin.
So apparently the drummer couldn't hear himself in his monitor.
Oh no.
Right?
It's always a problem.
Fucked up a song, like lost his place or fucked up a song somehow.
Mm.
And just stopped in the middle of the set, got up, and stomped out of the fucking club.
Oh, shit.
Fuck this, I'm done.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
And he stomped out, though, like fucking stomped out like he was a little angry kid. And I was like, what just happened? Like, I thought the band broke up on stage and shit. Like, I thought some major shit went down. No, it was just the drummer. Couldn't hear himself. Like, you just sound checked, dude. You just had a sound check. If you didn't think, you know, you were going to be able to hear yourself in the sound check, he would have turned you up. All you have to do is in between songs go, hey, tell the sound guy I can't hear myself in my drum monitors. And then your singer will go, hey, sound guy, can we get some more in the drum monitors?
Mm-hmm.
And then there you go.
And that's always the funniest complaint on stage is the drummer complaining that they can't hear themselves due to the fact that you're playing fucking drums and they're projecting sound directly at you.
Right.
Loud as shit right in front of you, closer to anything. I mean, I've never once done, I've never been a part of a band practice where the drummer had to fucking, you know, mic up their shit or turn up some fucking speakers to hear them during band practice.
Right.
Never once happened. So did he stomp off because he was mad at the sound guy? Was it a retaliation to that? Or was he just like, my band can go fuck themselves?
No, I think he was like trying to put it off on the sound guy.
Wow.
But they didn't even get it out over the PA that they needed something
How done. Deep were they into the set?
Three, four songs maybe.
Wow.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. But Carmen, we're trying to... screw you guys.
So he stomps out, and then this kid, Will, from a band called Push Off in Akron, a crappy little punk band, he gets up there and finishes out the set for him. Like, little hero, save the day.
Just a little hero guy?
Got there with his fat little punk self and jammed it out. Good for you, Will. Will's funny because he looks like he's fucking 17 and shit. He's like 30. He's got that Andy Milonakis shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Benjamin Button's disease.
Right.
just a little baby.
That kid.
Man.
But yeah, so he just really did. Stomped out like he was a fucking kid. I told the singer at the end of the night and shit, I was like, you tell your drummer I say he's a fucking dickhead. You're opening up for a national band.
Right. And
mind you, it's Mushroom Head. You know, everybody opens up for Mushroom Head in Northeastern Ohio.
Yeah.
If you're a band in Northeastern Ohio and you play heavy rock to heavy metal, you've probably played with Mushroom Head at some point.
Yeah, right.
You know, fucking the Pillow Humpers played with them. The Pillow Humpers were a fucking grindcore band. And they played with them.
I like that band.
Yeah. Well, it was a great band. We made sure we played that over the PA that night.
You played Pillow Humpers?
Wednesday when Foul Spirits played.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Just like a little.
Because Wally and Jeff was there.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, Burns, or Palm, play that shit. You can play it.
Should have just played, like, all old school Jeff Fall stuff.
Burns, though. Burns shows up to the Mushroom Head show.
Ooh, now that's weird.
He got a hold of Joe saying, hey, me and some of the guys are going to roll through because he's in a biker MC club thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that now.
He wears a vest?
Yeah. He's not a prospect anymore. He's a full pass member.
Congratulations, right? Buddy.
Hey, go Burns. So he shows up and... you know, I'm not going to bring that many people, and the prospects are going to stay outside, and blah, 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 blah. So he comes in with, like, five dudes. I was like, all right, cool. They walk over to the bar or whatever. Here come, like, seven more come walking in and shit. And they're all, you know, got their biker shit on, and I'm just kind of, like, looking at Burns. Like, look, dude, it's a fucking sold-out show, and you're bringing half, you know, a dozen motherfuckers through the door. I got to sit here and listen to the goddamn promoter, because the promoter's looking at it like, you know, it's $700 just fucking walk past me. You know what I mean? Whatever. So, fucking Burns. And I feel like that's the most popular saying. If you know Mike Burns, like if you've ever been friends with Mike Burns, you say that more than anything. Fucking Burns.
Yeah. Even if you don't know Mike Burns, you have a Mike Burns somewhere in your life. We all have a Mike Burns.
Yeah, fucking Steve Joe Bob.
Right. Like I have a few Mike Burnses in my life, like guys that are just so fucking cool that like you know they let you know like I'll get you in somewhere and shit. Reverend Jim, Cold Hand of Christ is a Mike Burns in my life. Like,
yeah,
he's that. Dude.
I can see that.
He's that dude who's just like, you ever meet ICP? And we're like, no. Why would I? Why? I'm gonna get you guys a green room. You guys are gonna hang out. We're gonna drink beers.
So he's not. That's not Burns. Burns would be like, you ever meet Pantera? He'd be like, no. Well, I'm going to go meet him, so you guys stay out here. I'll be back here hanging out with him while you guys aren't. That's Burns.
Well, everybody needs a Reverend Jim in their life.
Though. Yeah, they do.
You need a Reverend Jim and a Mike Burns. Mike Burns has always been brutally honest to me and a very, very, very good dude. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. No, he's a sweetheart. He'll rub you the wrong way quick.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, hence the brutal truth. Yeah. Shit. You guys sound like fucking Biscuit. But like, really, we're more like a satirical like spin on what they're kind of doing.
No,
seriously, like, make better music and fucking learn how to sing, bro. I don't know what to fucking tell you. Like, you guys get by making people laugh when you're on stage.
I would love to have him on the show one day just to let him just have a free for all with the bands in Northeastern Ohio.
Just start, listing off bands.
What do you think about this band? Oh, it could be a brutal day.
I would love to hear what he has to say about Crypt Kicker.
I bet he wouldn't say anything bad about him.
Maybe. You don't think so?
I don't know.
I know some people that say some bad things about Crypt Kicker, and I always question that.
I don't say bad things about him. I don't really say bad things about him. Just that they're everybody's...
They fucking suck.
They're everybody's first band that they heard in the local scene. Like, everybody, you know, like, when they first got into the scene...
They were my first band.
Crypt Kicker. But they're not great. Are they classic? Yeah. Yeah, man. Are they great? Nah, come on.
World of Ghosts.
Ah, that's the one that gets me. That's
when
the
semen comes.
Living in the world of ghosts.
In a world of goats. I did that. I said goats once holding the microphone when he did the whole hold it out to the stage.
You said goats?
I said goats.
You're like, aha, I snuck it
in a world of goats. Nobody knew.
Nope.
Because it's metal. It's metal.
Yeah, you can mumble pretty much anything as long as it's growly.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that in heavy metal, like heavy metal's the one genre, I guess in some hip hop with all the crazy attitude, but in heavy metal you can just get away with not being understood at all and people be like, they're the baddest.
I feel the
same
way.
Like Cannibal Corpse, you
about
know?
Like, yeah. But I feel the same way about like really fast rap.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
there's
some
Bone Thugs and Harmony shit. Like, they rhymed fucking the same word seven times in a row, and you're like, what did he say? Oh, it was the same word. It was the same word seven times in a row.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why is that? Is it because it just sounds cool with the music?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because they don't have any other way to make that little cadence work.
Right.
So they just...
And then you got people like Bobby Clark and shit.
Just doesn't have words to songs.
Sometimes he doesn't even have the words. But it'll just sound like crazy, you know, guttural, demonic shit. And then you'll catch a line or a lyric, and it's like super witty. It's almost like he makes sure that you understand it on purpose. Because he's like, this is really funny and cool. And so, like, they got the one song where right at the beginning, he's like, da-da-da-da, I kill for Jesus, da-da-da-da, I kill for Allah, da-da-da-da. Right? And then, like, it becomes more and more and more, like, I have no idea what he's saying at this point. But, like, the I kill for Jesus, I kill for Allah, like, just opening up a song, I'm like, that's fucking badass.
Yeah.
And I get all excited that I can understand what he said right there. I'm like, yeah, yeah, no.
I understand.
When they do this song live, I'm going to yell it. I'm going to say it.
And then the rest of the song, I'm going to go blah, 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 blah.
That's when he just fall into the pit, like, all right, now I'm going to pit. Now I'm going to pit. I kill for Jesus. I kill for Allah. This will be pleasing. This will be the curse. Don't hand me the lyrics. That happened to me one time with Jason Popson where I was singing a 216 song. And right when it got to the part that I didn't know, microphone right in front of my face, because he was watching me sing the song.
I've had that done before, and I'm like, fuck.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
You just try to fake it as best as you can.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Like, I like put my cheek to it. Just like, didn't want to. It's like, yeah. Get away. You can take it away now, Mr. Popson.
Back to you, Popson.
I'm no J-Man.
You take it away.
You sing the lyrics. It's your song, you silly goof.
It was a good show, man. I mean, it was sold out. It was really close to sold out if it wasn't sold out. And they sounded great.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a couple girls up front that needed out.
Yeah.
Right? They needed out. And I told everybody before they started and shit, I said, you guys down front, I said, you're going to get crushed. I'm telling you that right now. And you might actually get shoved behind these speakers here. Watch these fucking wires. Don't rip shit out. You'll fuck the whole show up. And so these two girls, maybe four or five songs in, and they, you know, it gets hot in there.
Mm-hmm.
The one girl was like, I need out. I said, okay, just give me a second. So in between songs, I run over there. And I'm like, who needs out? And the girl was like, me, I need out. I said, okay. And I grab her, and her friend right next to her goes, I need out too. Well, her friend weighed about 230.
Oh, shit.
Right? And I was like, you need out? And she goes, yeah. And I said, well, I can't lift you. I said, so you're going to have to climb, and I'll help you, but there's no fucking way I'm picking you up. And it's like, I'm not trying to be mean and shit, but I'll hurt myself. I don't want to hurt myself. But, she hopped out of there so fast, like, whoop. She was an agile big girl. Reminded me of myself when I was young and spry. So then, you know, a little bit later on, some other skinny chick needs out, right? Mm-hmm. This bitch didn't help at all. That big girl jumped right the fuck out of there. Like, I pulled her up, got her on stage, and she left. This fucking skinny girl was just dead weight. Just, And I'm like, you have to help.
I'm dehydrated. Oh, God.
And it's impossible for them to be dehydrated up front because I give them bottles of water.
How old is this girl?
The one that wouldn't help?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, mid-20s.
Ugh. I'm like, ugh, that's the worst.
But yeah, no, I always make sure that everybody right down in front there is well hydrated. I don't let them go without water. I'm basically the best security guy ever. Just saying. But no problems, man. Nobody was even fucking crowd surfing.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was weird. Stitch never even jumped out. Jackie LaPanza did not jump out, thank you.
Maybe they just weren't feeling it. Maybe they were, like, so still full from Thanksgiving.
Maybe. Jackie LaPanza was tearing it up all night, though. Her band played.
Yeah, Unsaid Fate.
Yeah.
UF, hashtag UF.
She's good. She's a good front woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does well. She's got a good voice.
She's very charismatic, I can tell.
She doesn't have to wear stuff that shows her booty cheeks, but she does.
That's...
I'm like, that's cool. I mean, you know, you don't have to, though. I mean, you perform well enough that you don't have to show off your booty cheeks.
But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
I guess.
It's what sells. It's what sells.
It does.
I mean, there's a lot of bands around here that just, like, historically, like Mushroomhead specifically, you know, they sold sex.
Yeah, sure they did.
To Metal Mafia sells the fuck out of some sex.
Explain a band like the Cranberries.
Right.
You know? They were huge.
Right, yeah. There
was no sexuality about that.
Nothing sexy. Zombie. It's like they were going for anti-sex.
Anti-sex.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even want to... jerking off wasn't even a thing.
Right.
Like, if you were in a situation where you needed to lose your boner, you would run a zombie through your head. Sinead O'Connor.
Right.
Head to toe. Shaved her head. She sold all kinds of shit.
I've done shows with strippers. Like, had strippers on stage and shit.
But you were sexier than them.
I was. Yep. Well, that's...
In the beginning times, maybe they were a little, but there was definitely a time where you were going, why are they on stage right now?
Yeah, the budget just kept going down and down and down. That's
how it goes.
Get the fuck out! Speaking of shows, we're going to a show. We're going to an awesome show.
At Annabelle's.
Yeah, man. On Friday, December 2nd.
Akron, Ohio. Annabelle's on West Market Street.
Fuck you, pay me, along with
Feds,
Weird Penis. Have you ever seen Weird Penis?
I haven't.
Oh, man, dude, you're missing out. Would you like to see it? Would you like to see my weird penis?
Sure. Why wouldn't I?
Creeper, Lacerate. 5 bands, man. 9 o'clock, free show. Friday, December the 2nd.
Come out and drink whiskey.
Yeah, I think Rich Griggs might be going.
I'm gonna drink whiskey. Rich Griggs, the owner
of Assassin Tattoo,
proprietor of Assassin Tattoos in Akron, Ohio, which is a good little shop, by the way.
Mm-hmm. We should do this at the Fuck You Pay Me show. We should wait for somebody to try to put their band sticker up on the wall, and we should be security. We should tell them no. There's like a system of putting your band sticker on the wall. There's a process. There's forms. That you have to fill out. We need to see your ID. We need to make sure that's you. Get a photocopy. Do a little bit of a background check before you put your fucking band sticker on the wall that's covered with band stickers.
Yeah. You should see the filing cabinet for these fucking stickers.
Because seriously, like, that is called vandalism 101. Like, I don't
understand. You can't just be putting your shit up.
Yeah.
Anywhere you feel.
It's like, look.
What if you suck?
You see the 100,000 leagues under my nutsack sticker, and you just think that you could put your weird penis sticker right next to it? No. No, you will not. You will not disgrace this club. You will not.
I wonder if they got stickers.
Weird penis?
I want a weird penis sticker.
Sure.
Be sweet.
I imagine that it would just look like a weird penis.
Cool. I'm putting it on Joe's car. Slapping it right on the back. There you go. Big Joe now loves weird penis.
The kid that worked down at the local Baskin Robbins got a tattoo of a lipstick print attached above his collar. I watched him relocating pistachio to a waffle thinking I had lost.
I was using On Fleek the other night at the Mushroom Head show and everybody was like,
what?
What are you talking? I can't believe you're saying On Fleek.
You were like, yes.
So crazy, boy. You guys didn't know I was hip.
Noice.
To you guys, huh?
Yeah. Shit about to get lit tonight, boys.
I'm only 29, guys.
What's up, y'all? What's up? You should.
What's up, y'all? Y'all kicking it?
You should dress up like.
I'm just a 29-year-old dude.
You should dress up like a millennial for Halloween next year.
Sad. I just coddled. I dress coddled.
Just like. How do I do this? Just put a fragile box over your body. Handle with care.
Oh my God. And then the self-immolation thing, right? So I read in an article the girl that got together the whole protest, mm-hmm. the walking protest,
yeah,
or whatever, 24-year-old girl. She says they ask her about it or whatever, and she says, "I really hope that it wasn't us that sparked that in them." This guy just fucking lit himself on fire in protest, and you're worried about you. Fucking motherfuckers.
First of all, you self-righteous little shit.
She's like, I realize it sounds selfish. No, it doesn't sound selfish. It is fucking selfish.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's nothing but selfish. Yeah. And in fact, you probably do sort of hope that you're the thing that, like, put that out there because you weren't getting any goddamn recognition from anybody until this motherfucker did what he did.
She wonders if he was part of the protest and she sparked something in him. So she believes that her protest did so much for people that it would spark self-emulation in somebody. No. Your protest did do it.
Mm.
Your shitty protest did it.
Right.
Your protest was so shitty that he was like, what are you doing? That's not a fucking protest. We need to do more because you guys fucking sucked. You sucked. Let me show you how to protest. I'll fucking show you.
Record. Showing you how it's done, bitch.
Boom. Oh, so yeah, it probably was your fucking fault that he lit himself on fire because your protest sucks so fucking bad that he felt he had to goddamn top that shit. And the only thing that could top your shitty shit was goddamn lighting himself on fire.
They sing his praises. They still buy him.
Because you have the opportunity to tell somebody on the news. You had the one chance to talk and be like, hey, they're talking to me, asking me what I think. You make it about you.
I guess it was about me. I guess he did it because of me. I really hope it wasn't because of what we did.
That's like us trying to get on this show, trying to go, well, maybe he heard what we said and like maybe like, you know, he's like, those guys got a point.
It's really possible that he listens to podcasts and happened to run across ours because we're from a local area. And then he heard what we were saying and he was like, give me the gasoline right now because these guys.
Podcasts are really hot right now. They're really, really cold. Fuck you. God damn.
But that's where you went with it. Fucking really hope it wasn't us. Fuck you.
Fuck you. That thing happened at Starbucks to me this week, too, by the way. Like, legit fucking happened. Some goddamn teenage girl... While we were waiting in line, like, I fucking ordered mine and Jessica's Starbucks.
Yeah.
Standing there, I'm wearing this t-shirt. It's like a Santa Claus shirt. And this girl goes, I'm going to Instagram me waiting in line at Starbucks. And she's got two friends, and I don't know how old they are. I can't tell if she's 17, 18, 19, 22.
Right, in that
wheelhouse. They all look like they're 9 to me, right? And this fucking bitch, she puts her phone up, you know, right in front of her, and I look over to my left. And I see that it looks like it's just her and I kicking it.
Like, you guys have known each other for a while.
Yeah, like, she's
hanging
like,
out at Starbucks.
This is like my big brother's friend, my dad's friend. This is my dad's friend from work. What's up? He's funny. Like, and she just takes it like, hey, like doing a real fucking smile. And I just scowl at this thing like, what the fuck? She's like, boom. Instagrams that shit, and she just looks at her friend and she's like, it's on Instagram, check it out. And I'm just standing there and they don't even acknowledge my existence. There's no looking over at me like,
hey, do you mind if I snap a picture with you?
Yeah, they were completely oblivious. Now maybe she just only is so self-absorbed that she just noticed herself in the picture,
right? Which she probably did.
Yeah. So she was probably just like, I have a nice smile with my glasses and my scarf, even though it's like, you know, pretty nice in here. It's warm. Like,
I'm going to say this. What do you expect? You were at Starbucks, motherfucker.
And, but she sort of made my day. She actually sort of made my day.
Did you find the picture on Instagram? Were you like, hey,
no,
we're going to follow you on Instagram since I'm in that picture?
No, I was just trying to wrap my brain around what happened. And then I was like, stop. I came to the conclusion, like, stop acting like an old man. Like, this is teenagers.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
This is what we do. We're old men. We pick on young bands for being shitty.
I pick on old bands for being shitty, too, though.
We do.
So there's that.
But we really do talk about young people like they're fucking retards.
Well, they are.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing. Like, when I talk about young people being morons and shit, I don't try to pass it off like I wasn't.
Right.
I was.
I still sort of am.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely haven't grown up. I'm fucking 39 years old. I have zero kids. I live in a trailer with my cat, and I play video games more than I do anything else. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Toys R Us that I can play with.
That song stuck with me.
Bugs and trains to video games. The best toy store there is. I don't want to grow up. Because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. That fucking commercial.
I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. That's the right.
That commercial fucked us up. That's why our generation's as fucked up in the head as we are, is because that song sent like weird subliminal messages.
It drilled it into our head to never just grow
like,
up.
Boom. It's like, you know what? That's right. I don't want to ever fucking grow up.
Ever. Thanks, Peter Pan and Toys R Us.
I took the kids out today. Timmy was like, can we go to Toys R Us? And right away, I was like, ooh, Toys R Us. I don't know. I mean, like, you just want to look around and check out some big kick ass toys.
I remember. Do you remember children? I remember. You remember Children's Palace?
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember Children's Palace.
The big panda
Palace.
Bear and shit. I used to go to Children's Palace and walk right over to the video game section, and the Atari Lynx, remember that?
Yes.
I would stare at that thing, like, the whole time, like, my mom is shopping for whatever, and I'm just fucking staring at the Lynx. I wanted that thing, so I never got it. I never got it. I still, to this day, I find them on eBay and shit, and if I can get one for under $100, I might end up with an Atari Lynx sometime in my life. I was at the toy store the other day. It's called Kenmore Comics in Kenmore, Ohio, on Kenmore Boulevard.
I love that. That's my comic book shop.
It's an awesome little shop. I had to go pick up some new long boxes because my long boxes are getting worse for wear, I guess.
What's your favorite comic book that you have?
The favorite comic book that I own?
Yeah, like my, what's your prized possession?
My Grail. That's my the Savage She-Hulk number one, and it's signed by Stan Lee. John Romita Sr.
What?
Len Wein, who was the creator of Swamp Thing.
Does it have like a...
Herb Trimpe, the creator of Wolverine.
Is there like a certificate or something that...
Yeah, it's CGC graded.
Really?
Yeah, signature series. It's also signed by Joe Sinnott. Joe's in his late 80s now. And Joe's like one of the people that are nice enough that if you send your stuff to Joe's house, he'll sign them for you.
Really?
Yeah, the first 5 books are free. Everything after that is $5.
That's still like...
So if you got some books at your house and you got some Joe Sinnott artwork or some cover art, he'll sign that shit. His son runs it. If you want to get a hold of him, I think Joe Sinnott's a senior. I think his son's name is also Joe. Either way, Google him.
Google.
And you can send your stuff right to his house. And if you want it CGC graded, there's paperwork that he can fill out at his house, and you have him sign it, you pay for the shipping from his house to CGC, and they'll grade it signature series and send it right back to your fucking house. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, it's cool. Very cool old dude. But, yeah, that's my number one. I love that book. And then behind that is it's not signed. It's one of the ones that I wanted to send to Joe to get signed.
Mm-hmm.
The Thing number one. I think that was the comic book character that I related to more than any was The Thing. Soft on the inside, just hard on the outside.
And red. Big and red.
Right. Big red. Blockhead.
Badass band.
Band of the week.
Yes, sir. And we picked a band we know jack shit about. I don't know where they're from. I could look it up right now. I have the computer right in front of me, but I'm not going to because...
We just listened to them.
We're going to go based off of what we know. And what we know is music. We might not know a lot about a lot of shit, but music, we get. We listen, we get it right away. We know if you suck dick in a bad way.
Or we know if you get your dick sucked.
Yeah. in there's an a awesome
difference.
Way.
And there's a difference.
Wall creeper.
You guys are good.
Incredible.
I called that breakdown. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you did.
It was good. But it was going right where I thought it was going to go, and my head just fucking, there it went.
Yeah.
What I say last week, you know, if you don't get my head to move, ain't worth shit.
Wall Creeper is playing the show that we are going to be going with.
December 2nd.
Annabelle's. Rich Griggs will be there. He's super cool. He does tattoos, and he's been in a bunch of bands and stuff, so if you want to kick it with him.
For you ladies, Rich Griggs is going to be there, and he's super cool and has a penis.
Yeah.
He'll put it in you.
Yeah, he'll listen to you talk about this design tattoo, this idea that you have.
And he'll tell you how great of an idea it is.
Oh, my God. How many times does he have to be on a date, you know, with some girl or just, like, hanging out, and some girl's like, I have this, like, one idea for my back. And then it's like he knows in his mind. He's like, the next 35 minutes of my life are fucked. Yeah. Fucked.
And you know she's, like, trying to get free tattoo work.
And he's trying to get that free blow job. And he's like, is the blow job worth the story?
It's a $300 tattoo for a blow job. I mean, I'm not...
Rich Griggs problems. I swear.
Wish I had them.
Swear. Wall Creeper, we listen to it, man. You can get their shit on Bandcamp.
It's good.
Go to bandcamp.com.
Go get it.
Find Wall Creeper. Google it like I did.
I'm going to download it right now.
Dude, I did. And we're going to play some on the show. How much more excitement can I get when it comes to this show? I was already thrilled about Feds and Fuck You Pay Me.
Right.
And seeing a band called Weird Penis who named their band Weird Penis. I'm going to ask them why. I'm going to say, hey, bro.
How weird are your penises that you named your band that?
I need to wear a suit to the fucking show. That's what I gotta do.
You're gonna get beat up.
What? No, I will not. I will not get beat up. I'm gonna be there with you. You're gonna let me get beat up?
I'll get beat up at that show.
You'll get beat up?
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
I'm not getting beat up. Is there a possibility that we'll get beat up?
Yeah.
Is it that punk rock of a show?
It's pretty fucking hardcore.
Dude!
I'm just saying. I'm not going anywhere near down front.
No!
Down front, I'm getting punched in the face.
Can we just listen from upstairs?
Can we hear it on the patio?
Can you guys just live stream it on Facebook?
You'll be safe.
You sure?
I promise. You'll be safe. I'll protect you.
Okay.
I'll take the whooping. You wear your suit.
I'll just walk up and be like, so why Weird Penis? And then just like clock right to the jaw.
Bow! We don't ask us about our penis.
I'm going to ask Wall Creeper, why Wall Creeper? Like, why Wall Creeper? What kills, or kill what keeps you tame is the name of the record that they got you get for free. It was just released November 9th of 2016. Okay, so... going through the tracks real quick. Lone Wolves Don't Need a Thing. Bad as fuck. Life is a Cult. I'm going to guess. We're going to hit play. We're going to hit play right here. You hear that? That's bad as fuck. Ding, ding, dong. Ding, dong, ding. Okay. Next song, here's a nice piece of shit. This song's also a minute and 4 seconds. I love it.
One of the best tunes.
You hearing that?
Straight to the point.
Ah! That kick. So clever.
That's good stuff.
That's great! How do you pronounce isopropyl? Is it right? Is that right?
Yeah, it's isopropyl.
And tonic. Ding, 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 ding. See if we can predict where the song goes. Ding, 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 ding. Oh! Oh! Oh, that's some pit shit right there. That's like NDE groove.
Yeah.
That tempo?
I won't be pitting. Too old.
I'll be pushing you into the pit.
No. I'm gonna
just buck from behind.
No. I'm too old.
So yeah, go check out Wall Creeper, goddammit. dude.
Come out to the show the second. Just come out to the goddamn show the second. Hang out with us. Drink some fucking whiskey with us. Tell some fucking stories with us. Come on, look at Rich Griggs.
Let's make some fucking memories, guys.
Yeah. Together. So we can later on remember.
It just comes down to this. This might be one of the most historic shows in Akron history as far as real fucking hardcore bands. Real, true, goddamn hardcore bands.
Yeah.
Punk. Oh, man. Oh, attitudinal.
I know it's the real because I have a little fear walking in.
You know?
There's a little, I'm like,
a little fear.
What could happen? What could, something could happen.
Oh my.
I miss that feeling. Yeah. I miss that feeling. Oh, what's going to happen?
But
awesomeness.
It comes out in the music. It's going to be such a wild night.
Yeah, can't
so
wait.
Fun. Buy us a water.
I'm drinking whiskey.
Buy Grant a whiskey.
Thank you.
Until next week.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
My name's Eagle.
We're out.
We'll see you at the show on Friday.
Friday. Annabelle's.
Akron.
West Market.
Rich Griggs.
Mr. Zubs afterwards.
Mm-hmm. You, that's a...
I know.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gotta let the alcohol soak in.
Yeah.
Bye!
Piece of shit.